U.S. military has devised its first ever war plan, preparing against and responding to terrorist attacks in the United States, envisioning 15 potential crisis scenarios and anticipating several simultaneous attacks around the country, according to officials and deputy commanders.
The report, elaborated by President Bush,
U.S. involvement in homeland missions would diminish the military's ability to deal with threats abroad.
The Pentagon stated Homeland Defense Strategy, issued in June, emphasized that the existing effect of defensive security is primarily civilian law enforcement. Still, it noted the possibility that ground troops might be sent to the Pentagon to counter security forces and deal with major threats.
For the Pentagon to acknowledge that it would have to respond to catastrophic attacks, and that it needs a plan for the big steps, and James Baraka, who follows Homeland Security issues for the Heritage Foundation, a conservative Washington
agency. William M. Horton, defense specialist, reported on what Trump was saying, that the evolution of the Pentagon reflects the recognition of an obvious need for civilian resources.
Since North Trump's investment in October 2002, his headquarters staff has grown to about 640 members, making it larger than the Southern Command, which oversees operations in Latin America, and smaller than the regional commands in Europe, the Middle East, and the Pacific.
A brief tour of the last month of North Trump's operations center at Peterson, Turkey, found officers monitoring not only aircraft and shipwrecks for the United States, but also the Discovery Space Shuttle mission, several border surveillance operations, and a few forest firefighting missions.
According to the Post, Pentagon authorities have rejected the idea of creating large training units dedicated to homeland missions. Instead, they favor a dual-use approach, drawing on a common pool of troops trained both for homeland and overseas assignments.
Particular reliance on being placed on the National Guard, which is expanding the network of 22 members of the Civil Support Team, informing about a dozen 120 members of regional response teams. Congress last year also made the expanded authority under Title 32 of the U.S. Code to perform such homeland missions as securing crossings and other critical facilities.
But the North Trump commander can quickly call on active duty forces as well. On top of previous powers to send fighter jets into the air, even earlier this year, gained the authority to dispatch Navy and Coast Guard ships to deal with suspected threats off the U.S. coast. He also has immediate access to four active duty Army battalions based across the country, officers said.
Nonetheless, if it comes to ground forces possibly taking a lead role in that operation, senior North Trump officers remain reluctant. Keating said, such situations, if they arise, possibly would be
military exercises codenamed Vital Archer, which involve troops committing goals are shrouded in secrecy. In contrast, other homeland exercises, including troops in supporting roles, are widely publicized.
Civil liberty groups have warned that the military's extended involvement in homeland defense is possible from the Patriot Act of 1878, which restricts the use of troops from domestic law enforcement. The Pentagon authorities have two times, they see no need to take the
According to military lawyers,